This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. Again, your number is 877-217-5757. And please send us an email if you are so inclined to talk@talklouisiana.org. We're joined by Matt and Donna Siraj. They collectively are running Community Coffee along with several hundreds of their closest friends. They're right here in Baton Rouge, not far from our studio, is the main office for a company that is worldwide in scope. And Louisiana Public Broadcasting, in partnership with WLAE, is premiering Community Coffee, Cheers to 100 Years. It broadcasts this Friday at 8 o'clock on LPB. The program tells the story of the century-old Louisiana Coffee Company that grew alongside with the people it served. Its founder, Henry Norman Siraj, named the family-owned business Community Coffee after the numerous friends and neighbors who first supported it. And good morning to you, Matt and Donna.
Good morning, Jim.
And Donna, tell us about Henry Norman Siraj. What kind of a guy was he?
We call him Cap. And he was the first Henry Norman Siraj, the first of four. But we called him Cap. And he was from Bayou Goula. And he and his brother, when Standard Oil was being built here in Baton Rouge, came up and decided to start a general merchandise store. And from the grocery business, it grew to the coffee business. And he, I guess, he was 100 years ago, he was an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur.
Well, and the city of Baton Rouge changed, as has Community Coffee. But you have adapted with the times. And we had Matt on this program not so long ago. And one of the things that a listener noted that we did not talk about, and it's worth mentioning now, was this partnership with Southwest Airlines. And that brings the firm into a whole new realm, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. You know, Southwest Airlines has been a great benefit to our company, not only in serving a great cup of coffee to its flyers, but the people in that company have really been inspiring for us, and we've exchanged good ideas. There's a magic when you have a relationship with another business that shares many of your core values or common themes and focus on people, as well as on service. And it's really been a tremendous opportunity, really, for both companies. And working together, we're able to make a difference at origin. Southwest and Community Coffee and a third organization, a foundation in the area, have been able to provide funds to a town and get two classrooms up and started, connected to the internet. And we're on to another town now. And these are remote growing areas for coffee where they don't have the benefit of educators who can be there more than just a few months a year. So great partnership. We're real proud of it, but really for the results that it has to the people who grow this fantastic coffee that we're privileged to roast.
How did you get the assignment? That had to be something that was very competitive, I would think.
It took decades. It's relationship building over a long time. And, you know, at the end of the day, Jim, when we were able to get the right people in the room and tell stories about our company, and parallel it with Southwest Airlines and their stories about love is the Southwest Airlines kind of motto there. And ours is about care and doing the right thing for our people. When we had that conversation, it went from a sales conversation to a marketing to a personal relationship in a matter of just a few hours. That opened the door for us and allowed us to share our brand with them. And it's what allowed us to co-brand the Community Coffee product on their plane. And we're the only co-branded item on that airplane is that community coffee cup.
That's amazing. And as you have noted, everybody has a story about their relationship to coffee. And I'm sure I haven't seen the documentary, but you have. And I suspect that's a big part of it, is the fact that this is more than a company which produces cups of coffee. It's a story of a company that has millions of stories from people who have been affected by you.
That's true, Jim. And this year, this centennial, we have actually been collecting stories from our customers, our employees, our retirees, and we're telling those stories on our website and other places, and some of those stories are going to be in this documentary.
Can you name one?
Well, let's see. We're going to tell a lot more about Cap Siraj. There are going to be a lot of stories about the people who grow coffee and, mm-hmm. you know, at origin. And their stories are equally as important, because so many of them are family-owned, and they're families like ours. I mean, here we have this company that's family owned, and most of the coffee is grown by families.
And you, Matt, have noted, and Donna, that you get your coffee from a lot of different places, don't you?
Well, we certainly do. There's 25 million farming families around the world, and we're privileged to work with a small group of them that are in the Latin and South America, Central America, Indonesia, and Africa is primarily where our coffees are grown. And but there's, out of all these families, there's something unique about them, something that parallels a story I think everybody can relate to, is that one, they care deeply about what they do. It's farming. It's difficult work. It's not easy. The second is that it's really an apprenticeship. So it's something they pass on from parent to child, from one generation to the other. And over time, we find that all these farms, they work together. They compete for our business. But at the end of the day, they are a community of farmers. And relationships matter. Handshakes matter. And your word matters. So it's an uplifting relationship with people who though they speak a different language and maybe on the other side of the world, they're very close, and we keep them close over time.
All right, 877-217-5757 in our remaining time with Matt and Donna Siraj. And the LPB documentary is again this Friday at 8 o'clock. Community Coffee, cheers to 100 years of Louisiana public broadcasting in partnership with WLAE. Leonard in Lafayette asks about community coffee and climate change. Certainly, that's something that farmers have to deal with. Does it affect what's going on in your world?
It does. Climate change is happening, and it's definitely happening in the coffee-growing regions of the world. Coffee is a very sensitive crop. It relies on altitude. It relies on a certain amount of frost-resistant weather, so it's got to be in a warm climate. Rainfall is very important. So we're seeing the impact most observed here in South America, where the coffee-growing regions are drifting towards the equator as the climate conditions change. For us, that creates quality issues. Sometimes it's hard to find great quality coffee for us to roast, and we have to spend more time in the field. And for the farmers, we try to provide them and with others technology, know-how on how to better husbandry of the farm and be able to get the most yield that they can from their limited amount of land that they grow coffee on, because climate change affects them. Even, water, just getting a suitable, ample supply of clean water, rainfall as well as water for drinking is a real challenge in a lot of areas around the world now.
Well, you're fourth generation, Matt, who's running the company. Donna's third generation. How long can this go?
Oh, we're looking at the next 100 years now. We just finished the first 100, four generations. So
gone in a snap,
five,
right?
Oh, yeah. We'll be at 9 or 10 in another 100.
Well, I love your spirit. And a listener noted, actually, that that Community Coffee, the coffee houses were named Best in Baton Rouge by 225. That's a poll of its readers, and congratulations. But I bet 25 years ago, you probably didn't think that this would be a big part of your business, but it is now, isn't it?
25 years ago is about when we started working on it. We saw that young people weren't drinking coffee like their parents were. They didn't like their parents' coffee. And so as a way to really get young people involved again, over on the West Coast, they started with these coffee houses. So we did the same thing, and guess what? We got people drinking coffee again here.
How many are there around the
There's over 40 coffee houses today. We by the end of the year, it'll probably be about 50 that are statewide. Most of them, all of them, but one, are in the state of Louisiana. We have a lot of
demand here. And
where's
the one that's out of the state?
Jackson, Mississippi.
There you go. Not too far away. I think I asked you, Matt, but Donna, what makes a good cup of coffee?
What makes a good cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you have to start with really great coffee beans. That's important. Mm-hmm. And another thing is the right recipe. I just keep telling people, they say, oh, my coffee doesn't taste right. I say, well, what is your measurement? 2 tablespoons of coffee for 6 ounces of water. And if people follow the recipe and they have that good community coffee to start with and a clean pot, they're going to have fabulous coffee.
What's the right temperature?
Well, it's right below boiling.
Right below boiling.
Just almost boiling.
Not quite. And do you put a lot of stuff in your coffee, or do you drink it straight?
I drink it black. I'm 80 years old, and I've drunk it black all my life.
And look at her. She looks fabulous. You come from good stocks. Right? So coffee, that's the other thing, is that unlike other beverages, most of the research about coffee shows positive effects, as long as you don't overdo it. But it's actually good for you, and you're nodding. I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, Matt.
Well, I am. You know, 4 to 6 cups a day, they're showing really has health benefits, not only in cognitive abilities and alertness, but in reducing certain chance of developing certain cancers, heart disease, even Alzheimer's. You know, coffee has so many health benefits. There's so many things about the product that are yet to be discovered and how it can help. But I think what it does mostly is an emotional benefit. I think it's a facilitating of discussion, of sharing a cup of coffee mm-hmm. with a friend, and the discussions that occur from there, and just the overall feeling of togetherness that coffee brings. So coffee brings comfort as well as alertness and relaxation. So it's really a magical product. But yeah, it's absolutely good for you. But a little over 6 cups of coffee, I would probably cut it off, because or choose a community coffee decaf. We have great decaffeinated coffee.
Decaf is not quite as bad as the caffeinated stuff if you go to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cups a day, as some people do.
You still get the great
it's
flavor.
It's never bad, Jim. You can't say that now.
I like the way you're talking. And you can hear Donna and see her in all her glory, along with Matt and others, with Community Coffee on Friday night, 8 o'clock. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.